A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. You join us at Clear Detailing with Colton, who you may have seen on our Out of Spec Detailing YouTube channel. Hello.
Hi there.
You have beer in your cup.
Yep.
But I'm drinking Prime.
Yeah.
What is this?
Some sort of sports drink, I guess. I don't really know. But you seem to love it, and I've been liking it.
I am. This is like my new jam. You know how I like get my strawberry acai and I get the no inclusions and all that stuff? This is like saturation of flavor to 100.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Prime, even though I'm really a big fan. Tropical punch flavor, if you're curious. And we're not talking about Michelob. We're talking about Volkswagen ID.4, because you just ordered one.
Yeah, I mean, not technically ordered one. I just took over a reservation that somebody canceled on.
And well, you're getting one.
Yeah, yeah.
but didn't you see all the stories of them breaking down and all the software issues? Mm-hmm. And like, why are you getting it?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing is I've been kind of cross-shopping all these cars. And my wife, Jess, she's got a Tiguan now. Mm. And I really don't like that car.
It looks really nice.
Looks great.
It's got the R-line stuff.
Yep.
It's got now overlanding wheels.
Yeah. Currently it's on Blizzax and looks pretty good. I think it looks cool. But yeah, really don't like how that car drives. It's had, you know, talking software bugs. That car has had a ton. I still to this day have gotten a new phone. I cannot even connect my phone to the Bluetooth, CarPlay, anything.
Volkswagen's so bad with software.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me because, you know, they recognized they had an issue. They started a new division called Carriad. And Carriad internally was they took the Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche, Lamborghini, Bentley, all the groups, software guys, and stuffed them in one building. Mm-hmm. And that is as big of a disaster as you can imagine it being. Yeah. All the Volkswagen guys are like, oh, do we get 911 company cars? And all the Porsche guys are like, I don't want a Golf. And this was the biggest topic. And it was such a disaster from an integration standpoint that I think we're feeling the effects of this with MEB, which is their modular. What does MEB even stand for? I don't know. But the platform, the ID.3, ID.4, ID Buzz is built on, soon to be their future products. It just got green-lighted to extend MEB into the future with some upgrades. And what a disaster it's been from a software standpoint. 2021 cars have no updates in America. 2022 cars get auto hold and a few things. 2023 cars get faster charging with the same battery pack. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's all over the place for
and
sure.
And you decided to buy into this as someone who owns a Tesla Model 3 to experience the best software experience.
Yeah.
And you're going, I want that ID.4. Well, that's the lifestyle I'm looking for.
Yeah. Let's back up to where this originally started.
Yes.
Was I put a reservation down for a Model 3 Performance.
And which is dumb.
Yeah. This is going through the backstory, what we got into. So what I was going to do is my Model 3 is leased. It comes up for lease in 2024. which is where my wife's Tiguan does too. So what I decided to do was, oh, I'm going to place an order for a Model 3. We can get out of the Tiguan right now, walk away from the lease, which is just like, it's kind of crazy. It's unheard of.
Right. And now's kind of the last chance before the car market crashes.
Yeah, I think so. Funny enough, before I got my Tesla, I had my Volkswagen Alltrack that was also a lease. I got paid $4,000 cash to walk away from it with like 2 years remaining.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was just insane. So I was going to drive the new Model 3 Performance. My wife, Jess, was going to drive my current Model 3 Long Range. Another thing that's kind of weird with that is I had a 10,000 mile lease on the car. I put 15,000 miles on it in the first year.
10K per year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so you were going to be way over mileage. And yep. So your plan, I got a call one day from Colton and he's like, hey, I'm ordering another Model 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would you ever do that? You already have one.
Yeah.
And I think I talked you into your senses a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, having two of the same car was not the greatest idea. And my wife really does not like a sedan. She's right. Like, I have to have an SUV. So
it didn't help anyone except you'd get a little bit more performance.
Yep.
And that's definitely worth something, but it's not a $68,000 problem.
Well, my thinking was that, you know, she doesn't drive much. She drives 5 minutes to work. It's literally like, I think 2 miles, you know, to and from work. So it's like really, really quick. So she wouldn't rack up the miles on my current Model 3. And then we're not going to have to hand Tesla a check when we turn
it. Sure. No, it's very reasonable thinking. And for someone, I would say, who's not a car enthusiast, would be totally fine. Because it's like, you know, you just need transportation.
Right.
And go for it. But you appreciate cars. We want to drive different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it would get boring for you to drive the same thing
both
times. So then you went on vacation, or maybe it was somewhere around this time, and rented a Model Y.
Yeah, so this was actually after that. I had already canceled my Model 3 order, just kind of like looking through all the financing and all the money you have to put down for taxes. And I'm like, this is a lot of money for just, like you said, that little performance.
Yep.
But we rented a Model Y dual motor, so the Long Range, from Hertz, and had a great experience with that. I was kind of thinking, oh, this may be kind of nice. Maybe we get a Model Y for Jess. And we really enjoyed the car. But after looking through everything, it was like, gosh, this is just a lot of money. You know, what's this going to look like in a couple years?
I mean, she's driving 2 miles a day or something
exactly.
like that. Do you really need a $60,000 car? And then by the time you get a Model Y, it was only a couple grand more for a performance, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because once you spec the induction wheels on it, it's like, I think, $2,000 or like $1,500 more to go to the performance.
So you gotta do that.
Just like, why not just do that?
Yeah.
So I had this one specced out and I'm like, okay, I'm sitting on it, like, okay, I'm ready to click the button. And I was talking to you and Jess, and I'm just like, I don't know. This is, it just doesn't make sense.
A lot of money for an iPad with wheels for something you already have. You
right.
have that experience.
Yep.
If you didn't have a Tesla in the garage already, I'd be like, well, that's what you gotta have.
Yeah.
But you already have the Tesla experience.
Yep.
So then Michaela got her ID4, and we're friends with the local Volkswagen dealership here in town. And we were like, hey, if you have any more, let us know. And so they did. And
they had five.
Five coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I think everyone is freaking out about the market, walking away. And what's crazy is with 2023 ID4, you get the full $7,500 tax credit this year and the Colorado credit on top of it. It's 10 grand.
Yeah. 10 grand. So that was a big decision going into that. Because what really transpired me to get to the ID4 was I sat down and looked at this. And I'm like, okay, so in 2 years, which is 2024, we have the Tesla lease coming up and the Tiguan lease coming up. Tesla, I'm going to have to probably hand them a check for around $4,000 to $5,000 for mileage overage. And then it's like, okay, at that point, what are we getting? Because we have an R1S on order as well. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to bridge the gap between, because realistically, the R1S was not going to come in right when her car's out.
Of course. And that's two cars you have to buy in 1 year.
Exactly. Within like a couple of months. So I'm like, we're going to be buying this. I'm not going to lease anymore because, you know, going through this whole mileage situation just is not working out.
Agreed. So yes.
I'm like, okay, we're going to have two cars we're buying, potentially like a Model 3 Performance and a Y Performance at the time. or an R1S or whatever. And I'm just like
heavy cars. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's a lot of money to, you know, consider. We're trying to buy a house next year or So it's just, there's a lot going on.
But in comes ID4. So ID4 was $20,000 less than the Model Y by the time we calculated everything out.
Yeah.
And in reality, what is she gaining? Well, you're getting massaging seats, which is really nice. A much quieter and softer ride. Although we haven't tested Model Y comfort suspension yet.
But right.
You would have gone for a performance anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it would have been so smooth. But I think, you know, Jess already drives a Volkswagen. She understands how the car operates. This isn't too different. And what's nice about the ID4 is that it's just a car that happens to be electric.
That's the greatest point out there. So what we came down to was a Model Y performance in this position is too much car for her. She doesn't really care to bridge that gap of this huge price point. She drove the ID4 and is like, I love it because it's like her car. It's got more power and you plug it in, don't have to pay for gas because she is every time, I swear, every time we go anywhere. Car is dead empty and it's like okay
so now you can just leave it plugged in all the time.
Yeah, and being around you and all the electric cars, I was like, I think it's time to just have two electric cars. I still have my Allroad, so we'll have one gasoline vehicle, but yeah, other than that, I was like
And the ID4, I mean, I think for road trips will actually do pretty well because the 2023 cars, you know, certainly it's not going to be as fast as your Model 3 on a road trip, but it'll still do almost 200 kilowatts. You get 3 years of free 30-minute charging sessions on EA. So, like, if you're just, like, driving home from the office one night and have an extra few minutes, you could pull the ultimate ID4 move and charge there to 100%. I mean, you have to embody the ID4 owner experience.
I don't know how many times I've been with you to a station and you just see an ID4 just full charging.
It's every time. There's always one. It's just, it's a staple at EA. So you have to embrace that.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think it's a great car. You know, I just had this one out in the snow. Michaela has the identical spec to the one you're getting. I mean, no difference.
Not a single difference.
It's crazy. So don't park next to each other.
Yeah. And be like, okay, which door opens with this key?
Right. Oh man, that's going to be crazy. But all-wheel drive, 300 horsepower, 77 kilowatt hour pack, about 200 miles in winter, maybe 250 in summer. Good looking car overall.
Yeah.
Definitely room for modifications, but I think, I mean, I pitched you on all the options. I was like, hey, you really need to look at IONIQ 5. You really need to look at EV6 because I didn't want you getting locked into something you weren't into. And I wanted to make sure you knew about the software bugs and the issues on the car. And thankfully we have the best dealer in town who will just get us right in and fix everything.
Exactly. And that was a huge point to it. And I think I started cross shopping those and like, EV6, which I was really interested in. I'm like, it's a great looking car. I like the interior a lot better than IONIQ
5. Charges way better than the ID4.
Yeah, way, way better. But I mean, for us, I don't think it's like a huge deal. I mean, we're going to have charging here so I can drive the ID4. We just put in the Autel charger here. It's going to be quick. We've got 110 at home. That'll be more than enough for her to charge up. But, you know, I started looking at it and it's like, it's a little bit more. And Jess, at the end of the day, is like, The ID4, in my opinion, is like the most car EV out there. It feels just like a car that happens to be electric. And there, you know, there's no of the shortcomings and stuff with that. Because like she gets in the Tesla, is like, I don't understand what's going on here. You know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot, except for us nerds that, you know, really dig into all of that. So that's, I think it was a good option. It should be here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, crazy. So by year end, you'll see videos with Colton's ID4. We should compare it to Michaela's.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll do like a little, a little clickbait video. We bought two ID4s or something like that.
Yeah.
And compare them from a build quality standpoint on the detailing channel. But that's kind of what's going on in your garage. So for your personal car situation, you're going to be rocking the Model 3 dual motor.
Yep.
You're going, which you just put on Nokians, by the way.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It's amazing.
You're like chunking the tires all over the bumper though, because they're so soft.
Yeah. It's been somewhat warm here, like around like 50 before we just got a huge snowstorm. And I was like looking at the rear bumper. I was like, it is just full of rubber. And I'm not driving it hard either because I'm like, I need to save these tires and need to save them. Because my first set of the 18s that were on there, the Michelins.
Yeah.
7,500 miles, and they were shut. So I drive my car very hard normally.
Yes. Whenever you see Colton leaving, it's just full send everywhere. Yeah. But it's a leased car. Who cares? Exactly. You full charge that thing all the time, and that's just the way it goes.
Yep.
So you'll have the Model 3 dual motor. You'll have the ID4 all-wheel drive.
Yep.
Great two-car solution, I think.
Agreed.
And you'll have the off-road all-road that won't ever see dirt.
Yeah, and it's a mall crawler like nothing you've seen before.
Yes. Cool. Well, thank you guys for watching another Out of Spec podcast. That's what Colton's driving these days. And we'll see you on another one soon. Bye-bye.